19th of August 2020, Ezekiel 28, 1 to 19. It's not continued, so I don't read the text again. You can read it again, but there comes a meditation now. Yesterday, in our daily meditation, we had looked at the blindness of Lucifer as seen in the text of Ezekiel together with the figure of the king of Tyros. Just remember the words, "Arrogant had your heart become because you were so beautiful. You destroyed your wisdom, blinded by the radiant splendor. I cast you down to the earth," was said under Ezekiel in chapter 21. The blindness of Lucifer continues, and he tries in all possible ways to deceive people and to draw them into his own rebellion against God. Usually, he hides his true intentions from the people in order to be able to influence them more easily. His influence can in extreme cases lead to possession. Lucifer's diabolic force is not always immediately recognizable because, as already mentioned yesterday, he also disguises himself as an angel of light. If he tries to act as an angel of light, he blinds people so that they can neither recognize his intentions nor the objective evil content of act. It can go so far that Lucifer pretends to be a kind of humanist who apparently wants to do something good for people but in reality pulls them into the abyss. Together with Auxiliary Bishop Schneider from Kazakhstan yesterday, we took a brief look at the Freemasonry in which the nebulous figure of the great architect of the universe reveals himself as Lucifer for the higher degrees of this secret society, but who in fact is portrayed as a good god. A high-grade and dangerous delusion. The Freemasons in the service of Lucifer usually work more in the background. Most of them probably do not know what spirit they are attached to. But there, as is rapidly testified, they pull the strings right into politics. But there are enough examples of a blindness of many people who do things and can't even imagine doing and promoting the works of evil. Let us take as a blatant example the crime of abortion, which in its reprehensible nature is almost exclusively perceived by those people who live in the light of faith. Although it should be obvious to everyone that the life of an innocent human being is being violently destroyed with the act of abortion. But Lucifer's blindness has already become so effective that the blatant injustice of the deliberate killing of an unborn child is seen as a woman's right, as a legitimate means of population control, or even as a progressive policy to be promoted worldwide. There is therefore a reversal of values which is obscuring human reason. Man does not realize that he is killing with such an act and making himself the instrument of a culture of death. Nor does he realize that some people are committing a kind of suicide. What happens to human beings until one gets there where evil is considered good and good is considered evil? That is, a complete reversal of values occurs. First of all, it must be assumed that most people who take a positive view of abortion, for example, have either lost the light of faith or have never possessed it. Between the light of faith, which gives us the value of every life created by God, and which is seen with reason, there is coming a false light, or let us better say a darkness, a shadow from Lucifer. This shadow, or false light, now conveys that, for example, early abortion is not against a human being at all, or that abortion is justified when the circumstances of life do not seem fit for the birth of a child, or if it is an unwanted child, and many other reasons. What these reasons have in common is that they do not have God in mind, nor the right to life for the growing child. So it can be said that their reason is manipulated by a false light, a false cognition, an ideology, and so on, and thus participates in the destructive work of the murderer from the beginning. They are deluded people. For me, it is important that we understand the principle how Lucifer works to deceive people. He places himself between the truth revealed by God and the human understanding and darkens both with a false light. Why do I unfold this theme? I am concerned with the question of how Lucifer's influence will be effective in the current pandemic and how to counter it. Are the warnings of some cardinals and bishops justified that the current pandemic is being misused to install some kind of a dictatorial world government? Are these only conspiracy theories? Or are there forces which knowingly or unknowingly prepare the coming of the Antichrist or an Antichrist? What is the role of large organizations and political associations which often represent anti-Christian positions? Is panic being created beyond the justified concern about the spread of the virus in order to then force people to undergo mandatory vaccinations in which material from aborted fetuses may be found? How is a compulsory mask to be classified? This subject goes beyond direct spiritual issues. But special times like this pandemic require great vigilance so that we can recognize the signs of the times. Now also perceive those masks behind which Lucifer hides to deceive people. God, however, does not wear a mask, but he will help his own so that they are not blinded and help others not to be deceived and to ask for God.
With the Alleluia verse of today's meditation, we pray to Saint Michael the Archangel with the following words. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, so that we may not perish in the dreadful judgment.
Sancte Michael, Archangele, defende nos in pre.